Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Author Showcase. Today we have Michelle Rice joining us to talk to us about her latest novel, Tell Me Lies. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Latrice. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So tell us about your latest novel, Tell Me Lies.
Okay, Tell Me Lies is my 10th novel and my first novel released with Brown Girl's Face. In Tell Me Lies, we will meet Sydney and Noah as they journey on their path to love, but of course there are many obstacles in their way. We will meet also Sydney's best friend, Belinda, and Lance, and their love affair should not have happened, but love, we are going to see if love conquers all. Tell Me Lies really focuses on, you know, the journey of a Christian couple and the struggles that they face, especially when history, when the past comes into play. And it covers how well will they be able to cope? Will their love be strong enough to endure?
Okay. So what inspired the title and the story?
The idea behind what inspired Tell Me Lies was because, you know, I grew up in the church and, you know, always had that strong faith. But I found with myself and some of my other Christian friends, sometimes that journey of forgiveness is, you know, it's one that is tough. And, you know, when we've been hurt or when we've been put through things or when we've discovered things, you know, how we deal with it. And so the title is Tell Me Lies. So you can imagine that almost all the characters are going to go through that Sydney will meet all the characters and all the things that they, when she hears of the lies that she's been told and the truth has a way of coming out, how does she handle that? You know, it will the lies of the past conquer, you know, the love of the present? And so that was kind of what my inspiration was for writing that. And I changed the title so many times until I found Tell Me Lies, and it just fit the story like a glove. You know what I mean? It just it just said that this was the right title for this story. And the feedback that I've been getting from people, I've been getting feedback in my inbox and even from reviewers. I've gotten 5-star reviews saying this book, you know, really ministered to my soul. It really made me take a stock on things that have happened to me and how do I deal with it, you know. And so that's really was the impetus behind my writing Tell Me Lies.
Okay, sounds good. So what's the message that you hope your readers will walk away with after reading Tell Me Lies?
The message that I hope readers will walk away with is that never be quick to give up on your relationships. Love bears all things, hope all things, endures all things. And so, you know, how do you know when you truly love someone? How do you know that a friendship will last? The truth is, when it does, when you've gone through different trials or when your friendships have gone through ups and downs, but you are still friends and you make it through that. And so that's something that I wanted my readers to take through, the power of forgiveness and what it, that how well it frees you. It's not that the other person is off the hook, but it's what it does for you as an individual. You know, it is one of the toughest books I've ever written. And, you know, I went through much. I can't even explain to you the things I went through getting this story out, but I love to tell stories with a unique twist to it. And believe me when I tell you there's a unique twist to it, that I want the readers to say, what if this was me? What would I do? You know, and then look at themselves and say, I'm going through this, or I have that person that we've been going through this, and is there a better way? You know, it's about that survival of our marriages, our friendships, and anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I would like the readers to take with them.
Oh, well, good, good. So who are some of your favorite authors that you enjoy reading, if you can name maybe 5 or 6?
I certainly can. I enjoy reading Rashonda Tate Billingsley, Victoria Christopher Murray, Rhonda McKnight, Tiffany L. Warren. I also enjoy reading some of Pat Simmons' work. I enjoy reading, you know, even brand new authors. I enjoyed Vivian Case. She released her debut novel, Secret Places, and I enjoy reading that too. Once it captures me, I'm also an avid fan of Sandra Brown. You know, so once an author is able to capture me from those first little pages, I am going to read. I love to read.
Oh, beautiful.
Absolutely love to read.
I'm reading Tiffany L. Warren's latest novel, Pastor Husband.
Oh, wow. You are one of those that got an advanced copy. I am totally jealous right now.
Yes.
I cannot wait to read that. She is amazing with the stories that she tells. Her latest work, The Replacement Wife and The Favorite Son, wow, what powerful messages were in there. What great storytelling. I can't wait to read The Pastor's Husband. I guess I'll have to wait for the release date. I don't have the hookup you have.
I'm going to write a review for her as well. So I look forward to interviewing her too. But it has me hooked right now. So I'm she's definitely one of my favorites. How can the audience learn more about you and find you on social media?
Okay. With Tell Me Lies. Tell Me Lies is about a lawyer, a preacher, and the past that could destroy them. If you want to read that first few chapters, I have released it on my website. Go to my website, www.michellelindorice.com, and you can read the first chapters to all of my books. You can also email me through there. I do answer. You can also find me, Michelle Lindo Rice, on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I am everywhere. Google me, you will find me. And I love interacting with the readers. I love talking books. And especially this book, Tell Me Lies. You know, please reach out. Tell me if it has touched you in any way. You know, please reach out and find me. I absolutely love the responses I've been getting, and I look forward to hearing from more from the readers. Please find me and join my mailing list.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. And I'm going to add Tell Me Lies to my readers list.
Please do. Let me tell you, the first line will grab you in. You are going to get an interracial love story like none other that you've read before. Trust me on this. You are going to be turning those pages until the end. Please add it to your list.
I am adding it to my list. And then I'm going to, what I do every week, I just started doing it, sending out a weekly editor's pick list so that my audience, you know, this is a new one. Okay, I've never seen this person before, you know. So I'm definitely gonna have you.
But I guarantee you, after you read it, you're gonna find me and go, you have got to come back on here. I need to talk to you about a few things.
Absolutely. I'm trying. One of my goals for 2016 is everyone that I'm interviewing, I'm like, okay, I need to read their book, especially if, you know, the title hooks you. And
yes.
Tell Me Lies sounds very interesting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so
welcome. I appreciate
welcome.
It so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you have a good afternoon, and I will upload this next week. And I found you on Facebook, and I will tag you in the upload as well. And I'll find you on rest of social media too.
And I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me, and God bless you and all the endeavors of your hands. May it be fruitful, may it multiply, may it spread all across the nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.